thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The world is in so much turmoil, but it is wonderful to be able to get ourselves apart, get away from all of the upheaval, and get in the presence of Jesus. There is nothing sweeter, nothing more glorious in the moment than to be in the presence of Jesus. He's not an outdated phenomenon. He's the Son of the Living God. He's alive and well in the hearts of men and women and children and young people today. He's still moving like he always did. He's still moving. He's still doing the same old things. He's never changed. His power has never reduced in its magnitude. That same Jesus is here tonight. He's here with us tonight. And what a privilege it is that we can be in his presence and that we can yield to him and we can let him do as he pleases. We can let him visit with us this weekend. It's our open heavens weekend. He promised to visit with us. And he said he will come different from the way he's come at previous times. He said he will come with a greater dimension of his divine dunamis. And we're so blessed. And we're so blessed that we can host the presence of the Son of the Living God. So wherever you are tonight, wherever you are, whether you are in this room, whether you're online, wherever you are, I want us to shut out the noise. I want us to shut out the noises in our minds. Shut out the noises around us physically. I want us to shut out every kind of distraction and make room for the Son of God. Hallelujah. And if we do that, this will truly be a glorious weekend. It will be a life-changing experience. We will come in contact with the very power of the living God. Our lives will never be the same again. We will feel and we will see and we will experience the tangible power of the Almighty God. And he will deliver tangible results. Tangible. Tangible. What can be seen, what can be touched, what can be felt, he will deliver to us. We will not go back to the same old levels where we have been. Something will change for us this weekend. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Something will radically change for us this weekend. Water will change to wine. Water will change to wine. Water is good. Water is good, but wine is better. Water will change to wine. Water will change to wine. Water is good, but wine is better. Water will change to wine. Water will change to wine. I want to encourage you to make room for the active work of the Holy Spirit in your life. This morning I saw, you know, we are usually focused on the Lord outpouring, the Holy Spirit resting, the Holy Spirit coming and outpouring upon us. Hardly are we ever focused on what God needs to dislodge out of our lives so that the Holy Spirit can find a resting place. Before the upper room experience could happen, and before the 120 could receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a Judas had to be dislodged, and a Matthias had to be put in place. I don't know what may need to be dislodged from your life. I don't know what could be the hindrance. Some things that may have been there for many years that could be the limit to the power of God in your life. But this morning I saw God dislodging things out of his people's lives. Strange creatures that people were not even aware existed there. In the limbs, in the minds, yokes of darkness that people have carried for ages without even realizing it. I saw the Son of God dislodge them. Dislodge them. And as they got dislodged, I saw the Holy Spirit come and rest. Suddenly there was a resting place for him. Suddenly there was enough room for him to occupy, to manifest his glory. So wherever you are today, lift up your holy hands. Say, Lord, here I am. I present all of me to you. I come before you holding nothing back. Lord, as you visit tonight, this weekend, let there be nothing around me, within me, about me that hinders what you seek to do in my life. Lord, every hindrance, every limit to the flow of your Holy Spirit concerning my life, dislodge them, dislodge them, dislodge them. Maybe it is religion, dislodge it. Maybe it's unbelief, dislodge it. Maybe it's familiarity, dislodge it. Maybe it's distraction, dislodge it. Maybe it's lack of faith or lack of expectation, dislodge it. Maybe it's being used to the same old, dislodge it. Son of God, come, fill the barrels with water and turn water to wine in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, help me to take the next step as your divine dunamis becomes manifested around my life, inside my life. Take me to the next level. Take me to where you have ordained. Take me to the place that you have prepared. Lord, in the name of Jesus, remove every shackle. Remove every bondage. Remove every limit. Remove every yoke. Take me up higher. Take me up higher. Do something that you have never done in my life. In the name of Jesus, here I come, opening my heart to you. Here I come, yielding myself to you. I thank you, God. I receive it by faith. I lay hold by faith. I reach out by faith. I touch your garment by faith. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. You alone deserve it. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, wherever you are, lift up your voice. Bless the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you. We adore you, we adore you. We exalt you. Woo, we exalt you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Ooh, glory to God. Oh, I feel His tangible presence in this room. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Look at your neighbor. Tell them water is good, but wine is better. Say it like you really understand what you are saying. Water is good, but wine is much better. Get ready for it. Say, God's best wine is the best. Now let's go. Say, water is good, wine is better, but God's best wine, that is the best. I am ready tonight for God's best wine. God's best wine. God's best wine. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Woo-hoo-hoo. Amen and amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to Open Heavens 2022. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, if you have your Bibles, I want to take some time and minister the Word of God to us tonight. The only promise I'm going to ask you to make to me is that you are going to give the Lord your complete concentration, full concentration, no distraction. Complete. Amen. Complete. So no distraction whatsoever. Is anybody willing to make this promise? I want us to, the Lord wants us to preach the gospel tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to visit old time gospel. Hallelujah. We need some old time gospel. Just pure word, folks. Just pure word. Hallelujah. Just pure word. Pure word. No junk. Pure word. Somebody say pure word. Somebody say, I'm ready for pure word tonight. I'm ready for divine dunamis tonight. Amen. So you have your Bibles? Amen. I wasn't planning to do this. Can you lift it up? Say, this is the word of God. It is God's infallible word in my life. It is everything that He says I am. And by it I can do everything He says I can do. And tonight and all of this weekend, I receive into the prepared soil of my heart the seed of this word. And I declare by faith that it produces in me fruit that lasts eternally, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Would you go with me to John chapter 2, please? The Bible says the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. It's the third day of Jesus' ministry. And the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bore it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and he did not know from whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when men have drunk, then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now. And verse 11 says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. I like some of the more literal translations. I know what we read says that they had good wine, but some of the more literal translations actually say he brought them the best wine. Hallelujah. And let me look for some of those more literal translations. The contemporary English version says the best wine is always served first, then after the guests have had plenty, the other wine is served, but you have kept the best until the last. The God's Word translation says, and said to him, everyone serves the best wine, and when people are drunk, the host serves cheap wine, but you have saved the best wine for now. The Good News Bible says, everyone else serves the best wine, and after guests have drunk a lot, he serves the ordinary wine, but you have kept the best wine until now. The message says, everybody I know begins with the finest wines, and after the guests have had their fill, they bring in the cheap stuff. But you have saved the best until now. The New Living Translation says, a host always serves the best wine first, he said. Then, when everyone has had a lot to drink, he brings out the less expensive wine. But you have kept the best until now. The easy to read version says, and he said to him, people always serve the best wine first. Later, when the guests are drunk, they serve the cheaper wine. But you have saved the best wine until now. Hallelujah. You get the idea, don't you? Let's keep going. I have one or two more I've got to read here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The New International Reader's Version, he said to him, "Everyone brings out the best wine first. They bring out the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best until now." The New International Version. He said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The Living Bible, I love it. He says, "This is wonderful stuff," he said. "You are different from most. Usually, a host uses the best wine first. And afterwards, when everyone is full and doesn't care anymore, then he brings out the less expensive brands. But you have kept the best for the last." You have kept the best for the last. I want you to keep in mind that this story right here is recorded as the first miracle that Jesus ever performed. It's the very first miracle that Jesus ever performed. It intrigues me a lot that this miracle was not a miracle of raising the dead, healing the sick, making the lame walk. Nothing wrong with all of those. The deaf hearing, the blind seeing. This was actually a miracle of luxury. This was a miracle of luxury. This was not, if you read your Bible real close, this was not somebody sick who needed to be raised from the dead. Somebody who was bound in some affliction or some bondage who needed to be set free. Nothing wrong with all of those, because we saw through the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ that a lot of those people did receive ministry from him. There was hardly anyone who needed the touch of God who didn't receive it when Jesus showed up, when they had the requisite faith. But it is very important to note that this was a miracle of luxury. And in this miracle, with this miracle, the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated that water is good, but wine is better. With this miracle, the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated that water is good, wine is better, but actually God's best for his people is the best wine. God's best for his people is the best wine. Friends, God has the best wine for you. I don't know where your life is at right now. I don't know what your experience with God has been up until now. But the Lord told me to tell you, Jesus wants to turn your water into wine. That requires nothing other than the power of God. When he did it at Cana, the wedding in Cana, it was described as a miracle. The word miracle in the Greek is very closely related to the word dunamis. It is not exactly the same word, but they are brothers. And every time, dunamis is the power of God. Every time the power of God is in operation, miracles happen. I know that we live in a world where we have gotten so far away from the reality of miracles. We almost believe that everything we've got to have, we've got to work hard for it. We almost believe that favor is non-existent. See, we do have to work hard, but our working hard is simply fulfilling the requirement of the covenant. Our working hard is not what delivers to us the blessings of the covenant. When what comes into your life is directly proportional to the measure of strength and labor that you are able to input, you have water, you don't have wine. When what you experience in your life can be measured, and human beings can understand it, and they can appreciate the way in which you have what you have. This one gave you something, that one helped you there, that one. If that's the case, you have water. Water is good, but wine is better, folks. And beginning with the very first miracle that the Lord Jesus Christ performed and ministered, every time God wants to take his people from one place to another, he calls for divine dunamis. Something that can defy the natural sequence of events. Something that is difficult to understand. Something that can cause people to be amazed and to say, we don't understand that. Now, that is good wine. And the Lord said to tell you, his people, whether you are here in this room tonight or you are online with us, God has good wine for you. God has good wine for you. God has a plan. And my prayer for you is you will cooperate with that plan tonight, this weekend, and for the rest of our lives. That we will subscribe to the outworking of the power of Almighty God. That we will not live life as though that power does not exist. Hallelujah. The Lord, when we do that, will fill our lives with the best wine. Let's talk about that a little bit. Because everywhere that this power of the Almighty God goes, there are certain things that follow. We can see evidently in John chapter 2, when the power of God manifested and everybody exclaimed, they were amazed, and the Bible says, then they saw his glory. You see that in verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. This good wine, best wine, is God's ultimate best for your life. God wants you to experience the ultimate best that he has for you. If there's anyone in this room or anyone who is listening to us online who has already experienced that, it's time to go home or turn us off, because this message is not for you. But if there are people here and people that are listening tonight that will say, I have not experienced that best yet, that I believe that there is level upon level upon level of God's best that I have not yet touched in my life, then please fasten your seatbelt and let's get into the gospel. This best wine is God's plan to fulfill your highest dreams. It usually starts with salvation, the Greek word is soteria. Everywhere the power of God resides and everywhere the power of God shows up, the very first thing that happens is soteria. Salvation. Salvation is salvation, deliverance, a good life, release from captivity in spirit, mind, soul, body. That's soteria. But the power of God brings more than soteria. The power of God also brings praise. Everywhere the power of God is, there must be praise. There must be praise. That is, people say things they don't even understand they are saying. They just keep going, oh God, amazing, thank you Jesus, hallelujah. There must be praise. There must be praise. When the power of God is in operation, there must be honor. There must be honor. When the power of God is in operation, there's so many things that flow into our lives. Look at a couple of scriptures real quick. Revelations 19:1. It said, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power. That's divine dynamis right there. Unto the Lord our God. Wherever you find the power of God in operation, there is hallelujah, hallelujah. There's people are saying things they don't even know why they are saying. They don't understand what they're saying. It's that praise overwhelms them. That praise overwhelms them. They keep going, thank you, Lord. And sometimes they are weeping about it. Sometimes they are rolling about it. Sometimes they don't even know what to do with themselves. But they are just so overwhelmed by the goodness of God because the power of God is in operation. The power of God is doing something. He says, hallelujah. There's hallelujah. You just keep going, hallelujah. Salvation, soteria, and glory. Glory. There's a change of level. Suddenly shame is eradicated and glory is instituted. Suddenly shame is eradicated and glory is instituted. Honor. Honor. In a place of being despised, suddenly people begin to honor you. Suddenly people begin to look at you different. It's the power of God in operation in your life. Hallelujah. It happened at the wedding in Cana. It happened. The man who was saying what he was saying was the chairman of the wedding. Suddenly he looked at the bridegroom differently. He looked at him differently. A new level of honor came into place, into manifestation in his life. He said, wow, you brought the best wine. They didn't even know there was the best wine. They didn't even know there was any more wine. Revelations chapter 5 verse 12. When the power of God is in operation in your life, there are some things that come into manifestation. He says there, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive dunamis and riches. And wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. That is, when the power of God is at work in your life, riches flow into your life. Wisdom flows into your life. Strength and might flows into your life. Honor comes into your life. Glory manifests in your life. Blessing manifests. I think it's Revelation 7:12 that adds thanksgiving. Suddenly, not only you, but everyone around you busts out into thanksgiving. They just keep thanking God because they don't understand how what came to be came to be. But that is the outworking of the divine power of the Almighty God in the lives of His people. Now listen now, I have a disclaimer for you. I know that in our generation, we have become accustomed to a gospel without power. I know we have majored so very strongly on articulation and smart speech and how to we concoct the words together and it things rhyme and we are poetic and the power is really more in what we are hearing in our ears, not in the demonstration that we are seeing. We missed the best of God. That's water. And the reason people settle for water a lot of times is because they don't know how to get wine. The reason people settle for water, the reason people eventually settle in their lives and finally conclude, there isn't a way to get out of where I am, there isn't a way to enjoy the power of God or to see miracles in my life, is this, you know what, let's just enjoy this water. But we started out this service tonight by saying, water is good, but
wine is better.
Water is good, but
wine is better.
Look at your neighbor, say, God has good wine for you. Say, God has the best wine for you. Revelation chapter 7 verse 12. Saying, amen. Blessing and glory. And wisdom. And thanksgiving. And honor. And power. And might. Be unto our God forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice, power is what brought all of these other things. Power is what brings them in. Power is what gives you access to the blessing. Power is what gives you access to the glory. Power is what gives you access to wisdom. Power is what makes your life break out with thanksgiving and honor and might and strength. It's all power. It's the power of the Almighty God that we cannot explain, but that is at work like it was 2,000 years ago. Exactly like it was at work 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. This power of the Almighty God is tangible power. And it delivers tangible results. The power of the Almighty God is not just words. It is tangible power. And it delivers tangible results. You know, one time the Lord Jesus Christ was ministering in Luke chapter 8. And the Bible says there was this little woman. Everybody was milling around Jesus, just enjoying the parables, enjoying the stories. The water was good enough for them. But there was a little woman who was there in that crowd who thought to herself, you know what? This water won't do. It's not enough for me. I need more than water in my life. I need more than just good parables. I need more than good stories. Hallelujah. How many of you listen to the messages that are sometimes preached? We minister the word. And you hear this word, and you hear this word, and you hear this word. And at some point you go in your life, you go, okay, thank you Lord for all of this word, but I've got to see some results in my life. Does that ever happen to you? I can't tell you how many times that has happened in my life. Thank you, God, for these words. Thank you, Lord, for this word. No, no, Lord. We've got to see some results. We've got to see some results. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And whenever people are willing to do what is required of them to obtain and to set in motion supernatural laws so that the divine power of God can come into manifestation, miracles happen. Miracles happen. A lot of times, the reason it doesn't happen for everyone is everyone isn't willing to do that. The story of this woman is the perfect example. There were crowds and crowds of people touching Jesus, knocking on him and standing around him. And as he was teaching, they were going, who? Ha! Who? Ha! But then suddenly, look at what happens here. Suddenly, this woman shows up. And she said, this who are is not good enough for me. I don't know about you. I've done those who are's. I've done them for years and years and years. And I've been in circles where people were just satisfied doing the oohs and the ahs, but there were no tangible results. There were no tangible miracles. There were no tangible products of the words and the oohs and the ahs. And people had come to places in their lives where they have settled with water. They are settled. This is how my life is always going to be. There is no way out of this. I guess, the Bible talks about God loving me, having a good plan for me, wants the best for me. But I doubt that there's any way any of that is ever going to be manifest in my life. But this woman was not going to accept that. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 43, the Bible says, a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, she has spent all her living upon physicians, and she could not be healed of any of them. She came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, listen to the word the Bible used, and immediately the issue of blood did what? Come on, it did what? No, it's not easy. What is the word you see in that Bible? What is the new, if you have the old King James, what's that word? Somebody says stanched. That means it just stopped. It ceased completely. It stopped completely. Somebody say that's power. Somebody say that's power. The Bible said for 12 years she did tests. She spent all the money she had. She did x-ray. She did MRI. She did this. She did that. She took that. She took this. She went there. She went here. She did everything that was prescribed. And the Bible says her situation did what? It got worse. Have you heard about this? Her situation got worse. Is it here in Luke that it says that on in Mark? Where does it say her situation actually got worse? Is this Mark 5? It's the one in Mark. It's our situation. Let's look at it. Because sometimes people think, if I just do more, if I just reach more people, if I can just talk to many more, some more specialists. The Bible said the more she spent, the worse her situation. So it was not wrong for her to spend, but it was totally not the will of God for her situation to be getting worse. I think that's Mark chapter 5. Let's look at that. Mark chapter 5, what verse is that? 26, thank you. The more she spent, the worse she got. The more she spent, the worse she got. And as of verse 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and has suffered many things of many physicians and has spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse. And then suddenly the power of God showed up. No, actually, let's put it this way. Suddenly she showed up and made a demand on the power of God. Ooh, I love it. 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 Suddenly she showed up and made a demand on the power of God. You may not know this. This is one big revelation for you. This is one of the biggest differences that exists between those who provoke the miracle power of God and those who don't. Some people come in just willing to do the same old, but they're not really expecting anything different. They know the story of their lives. Things have always gotten worse. They've done all the tests. Nothing's ever really changed. They've received prayer. They've received anointing. They even drank the oil. They even did a bath with the oil. They even did everything with the oil, but nothing has really changed. And so they've come to this place where they really don't expect anything different. But this woman said she heard about Jesus. And the Bible says she came behind. I think it was also in the one in Mark. No, you don't see that in, I think it's the one in Mark where he says she kept saying in the Amplified, she kept saying, if I can just, that's before she touched him. What verse is this? In the Amplified, I think it is 28. For she kept saying, oh Jesus. For she kept saying, this is before she touched him.
This is before he anointed her. This is before he laid hands on her. She kept saying. That's why I need you to pay attention to this tonight. Because I want you, for the rest of your life, to remember this message. I want you for the rest of your life to put to work the principle in this, some of the principles that you are going to hear in this message. Amen. That the miracle actually happens before you touch him. Amen. The miracle actually happens before you touch him. The breakthrough happens before you get there. The outpouring and the release actually happens before you get there. And you know where it happens? In your heart. The miracle happens in your heart before you get there. Let me tell you this. If the miracle does not happen in your heart before you get there, the miracle will never happen. If the miracle does not happen in your heart before you get there, it will never happen. You see, when she touched him, she was just executing what she had already executed in her heart. When she touched him, that's why Jesus immediately, I said to you, the power of God is tangible and it delivers tangible results. The power of God is tangible. Jesus could feel the exact moment power went out of him. Let me listen to this. There were all these crowds of people touching him. All these people milling around him and rubbing shoulders with him and going, ooh, and ah. And he never once said, I feel power out of me. Who touched me? I feel something go out of me. He never once said it. He was surrounded by all these people who were satisfied with water. And they were just, ooh, ah, ooh, oh, that's, oh, is that so cute? Ah, that, ooh, that is powerful. Ooh. But not one of them, not one of these people came into that place with a miracle executed in their heart. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray that your life is never in every, and listen now, remember we're talking about the best wine. The best wine. It's not just healing. That's why I started out talking to you. It's not just healing. The first miracle in Cana was not healing. It was, nobody was sick. Was somebody sick in Cana? No, there was no sickness. There was no blindness, no deafness. What was this miracle? It was a miracle of luxury. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. It was a miracle of pleasure. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. And when the power of God showed up, the power of God created a tangible miracle right there. It created a tangible miracle right there. Oh, I see God doing tangible things in your life. I said, I see God doing tangible things in your life. That very soon we will see you. They will just be praising on your behalf. They will just be praising. You remember Revelations 1? The people will just be praising on your behalf. They won't be able to stop. They won't be able to stop. Hallelujah. I see you in a place of honor. Very shortly. That the power of God will come to work in your life and suddenly you will change levels. Suddenly you will change levels. People will begin to see glory. People will begin to see honor. People will begin to see power. Riches will join it. Wisdom will join it. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving will follow suit. When the power shows up. When you show up and make a demand on the power, that's what I should say. When you show up and make a demand, who's going to make a demand on the power of God? Who's going to make a demand on the power of God? She kept saying, if I only touch his garment, Ah, I shall be restored to health. She had not touched him yet, but she knew it. She kept saying it. She kept saying it. Before she left home, she was saying it. Before she went to bed last night, she was saying it. When she was on the Uber or Lyft going to the service, she was saying it. Hiya. When I touch something is going to happen. When I touch him, something is going to happen. Now, are you seeing something in this place? Are you seeing something in this ministry here? Are you seeing something in the ministry of Jesus here? That this woman, out of the hundreds of people, thousands of people that were in this meeting, this woman who got healed did not get healed because he touched her. She touched him and made a demand. She made a demand. Said, when I touch him, if I can just touch him, I will be restored to health. I'll be restored to health. The power of God is tangible. It's tangible. What is this? Divine dunamis, direct power, force, influence, miracle, instantaneous release from God in our life and in the lives of others, producing works and fruits that are evident for all to see. Jesus said, virtue went out of me. In Luke chapter 8, he said, and he said, as she came, verse 44, she came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? Who touched me? Come on, folks, let's get back to this old time gospel. We have been satisfied with water for too long. Let's get back to this old time gospel. This old time gospel, no wonder Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto soteria to everyone that believes. It is the power of God. It is the power of God. Every time Jesus was speaking, every time Jesus was preaching, people go, who? Ha? But then they also go, what a mighty work. What a mighty, they don't just say, what a mighty word. What a mighty, no, they say, what a mighty work. What a mighty work. Hallelujah. The power of God is tangible. He said, who touched me? Who touched me? Verse 46, Jesus says, somebody touched me. When everybody denied it in verse 45, Peter said, come on, Lord. You know, it's Peter usually who does the analysis. Say, come on now, Lord. Everybody here is touching you. Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng you. Everybody is touching you. Come on, Jesus, open your eyes. That one is touching your shoulder. The other one is touching your leg. This one is bumping into you. Come on, Jesus. Jesus said, no, somebody touch me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. I want you to remember this for the rest of your life. When you touch him, something happens. When you touch him, something happens. Somebody touch me. When you touch him, something changes. Somebody touch me. Remember, we're talking about a deliberate touch. Not accidental touch. Many believers are into accidental touch. Thank you. It's intentional touch. Deliberate touch. Many believers are into accidental touch. Like, I just happen to be there. I just happen to hear it. But this woman, she got it ready. She got it ready. She got it ready. She made up her mind. You know, she was a very small woman too. She was very short. She made up her mind. Can you imagine how hard it must have been for her to get to where Jesus was? She made up her mind. She made up her mind. I'm going to touch the border. I don't need the whole garment. I just need the border of his garment. I just need to touch that, just the tip. I just need to touch the tip. If I can just touch the tip, something must happen. Something must happen. Oh, hallelujah. We're talking about deliberate, intentional touch. Deliberate, intentional touch. Like, it didn't happen by accident. I didn't just happen to be in the arena. No, I went there for specific reasons. And when I got there, I executed that reason to the T. I'm there for a purpose. Hallelujah. I'm just not amongst the many people who showed up. No, no, no. My case was different. I went there for a touch from heaven. Hiya. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to remember this for the rest of your life. This, what we are talking about tonight, will determine for the rest of your life, the knowledge of it, the revelation of it, will determine how much higher the Lord can take you. How much higher the Lord can take you. How much of his glory you can experience. How much of his revelation you can have. How much of his knowledge you can have. Oh, some of you have riches. But the riches you have right now is just water. Water is good, but wine is better. I said water is good, but wine is better. There's riches you haven't even touched. There's riches in Christ you have not even touched. There's riches in Christ you have not even touched. When you deliberately touch him, when you deliberately, intentionally touch him, something happens in your life at every level that takes you up to the next, takes you up to the next, takes you up to the next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Divine orchestrations all around you, pulling things together, pulling things together, pulling things together, pulling things together to make sure your barrel never dries up again, to make sure your barrel never goes empty again, to make sure you never lack for good in your life again forever. Hallelujah. Thank God for your job, but your job is not going to do it. Your job is not going to do it. Thank God for your job. Do it well. Be diligent. That's your part of the covenant. Be diligent. But you need more than you need. You have to touch him intentionally. Oh, you have to touch him. When you touch the heart of Jesus, when you touch the heart of Jesus, where finances are concerned, my friend, you will never be broke again in your life. You will never be broke again. How many ministers do I hear? How many believers, Christians, do I hear all the time talking as though the only way things will happen in their lives is if they can just talk to that person. If they can just make that other person do what they want. If they can just be in that place and get that connection. If they can. My friends, God wants to bring us to a place of best wine, where you are sitting down in your living room and God is sending birds and ravens to bring you money. God is sending. People just say, I just remembered you and I just wanted to send you. I just thought about you. You came into my heart and I just wanted to send you. And you came into my heart and I just wanted to bless you. Hallelujah. Somebody said the best wine is God's purpose for me. Is God's plan for me. She said, I'm going to touch him intentionally. Let me tell you, there's no limit. There's no cap to this level. This principle we're discussing tonight. The Lord opened my eye to it. I'm going to show you. I want you to see it. So I ask you for your complete concentration. What we're discussing tonight, there is no cap to this. There is no cap. There is no cap. There is no limit. There is no stop. There's no end point to this. If I can just touch him intentionally, intentionally. So then that means I become intentional with everything I do with God. I become intentional. Everything, I'm intentional. I'm intentional in my service to him. I'm intentional in my walk to him. I'm intentional in the way I take his word. I'm intentional in the way I minister to people. I'm intentional in the way I give. I'm intentional in the way I expect. I'm intentional in the way you become intentional with everything, because when you touch him intentionally, my friends, something happens. Something happens that cannot be explained. Say, somebody touch me. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's have a praise break. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet, lift up your hand to heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, just bless the name of the Lord. I know this seems strange. Just worship him intentionally. Come on, worship him intentionally right now. Worship him intentionally right now. Oh, I didn't just happen to be there. No. They didn't just ask me. I went there intentionally. I went there with purpose. I went there deliberately. I had a plan. I had a plan. I went there deliberately. I went there deliberately. I went there with purpose. I went there with purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The best wine is flowing from the throne of heaven to you tonight. The best wine. Water is good, but it's not good enough. Wine is better. The best wine. The best wine. In every area of your life, the best wine. 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 Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The best wine. The best wine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, throw your hands up in the air and worship the Lord. Come on, somebody. Bless the name of the Lord. Come on. Throw your hands up in the air and worship the Lord. Come on, somebody. Lose yourself for a change. Lose yourself. Lose yourself for a change. Touch him intentionally. Touch him intentionally. Touch him intentionally. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Touch him intentionally. Touch him intentionally. Touch him intentionally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down. Let's close this out. Let's close this out. The Holy Spirit is the power source. When he overshadows you, power is released into your life. The Holy Spirit is. Remember, the Holy Spirit was the one who overshadowed Mary in Luke chapter 1. Remember what the Lord, what the angel said to her in Luke chapter 1, I believe is verse 30, is it 35? Luke chapter 1 verse 35. She said, how shall this be? How shall this be? Verse 34. Mary said, how will it be? Come on, let's just be honest here. There's so many things that the Lord has brought to our attention that the Lord may have shown us in our lives, in our walk with God, things that are so huge, like, we know that's where we want to go. We know that's where we want to go. But we just have no idea how will this ever be. How will it ever be? It's so distant from anything that is our current reality. This is what we desire. This is what we long for. She said, how? How? I don't know anyone who has ever had a baby without knowing a man. Jesus. I don't know anyone who has ever had a baby without knowing a man. How will this be? How will this be? Somebody say power.
Power.
Somebody say power.
Power.
When you touch the power of God, something happens. You can't understand how it will be, but something happens. When you touch the power of God, something happens. There's no explanation. There's no explanation. There's no wrapping your mind around it. How did no? There is no explanation. There is no explanation. God is doing something in your life that will defy explanation. I prophesy to you tonight. God is doing something in your life that will defy explanation. You are done with days of drinking water. It's time for wine in the name of Jesus. God will do things in your life that will defy human explanation. You will not be able to wrap your mind around it. You will not be able to figure it out. You will not be able to understand it. You will not be able to understand it. You will not be able to decode it in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are set up for glory. You are set up for the glory of God.
It's time for glory. Shout it out loud. It's time for glory. Shout it out loud. It's time for glory. Power produces glory. Power produces wisdom. Power produces riches. Power produces honor. Power produces great blessings. It's time for power. It's time for glory. It's time for glory. You are changing levels. It's time to change level. It's time to change your level. It's time. Come on, somebody. I don't know what you came here to do tonight, but I came to touch the garment of Jesus. I'm tired of the talk. I'm tired of the poetry. I'm tired of the articulation. I'm tired of the rhymes. I want some power in my life. I want to see the hand of Almighty God producing tangible results. Producing tangible results. He said, how will it ever happen? I don't know. How can that ever happen? He said, don't worry, Mary. He said, don't worry, Mary. The Holy Ghost will come upon you. Hey. The Holy Ghost will come upon you. Holy Ghost is knocking on somebody's door tonight. Hi-ya-ya. Holy Ghost is knocking on doors tonight. Holy Ghost is knocking on doors tonight. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? He's knocking on the windows of heaven. He's knocking on the windows of heaven. He's knocking on the windows of heaven into your life. He's knocking on the windows of heaven into your life. He's knocking on the windows of heaven into your life. When he comes in, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me, child of God. He came in at salvation. He came in at salvation. He knocked. You opened. He came in at salvation. But that's not what we are talking about. That's not what we are talking about. Yes, I know you got him. He came in as salvation. You opened the door. And since then, you got satisfied. You got satisfied. You were there. Yeah, you're there in church. Yes, you read the Bible. Yes, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, but that's not what I'm talking about. He said, listen to it now. Listen to what he said. He didn't say the Holy Spirit will come into you. He didn't say the Holy Spirit will come into you. He said the Holy Ghost will come upon you. And then the power of the highest will overshadow you. Will overshadow you. That is the Holy Spirit will come upon you in such a dimension that he is the only one we see. When we see you, we don't see you, we see him. Yeah, I know you opened the door, he came in, you got saved. And you got satisfied. And you've been wondering, but where is the power? Listen now. He didn't say he comes in, and then, oh, all of the power will flow regardless. No. What did Jesus say to those disciples in Acts chapter 1? Hear me now. I want you to keep this in your spirit for the rest of your life. I'm about to close. Don't get impatient. I want you to keep this in your spirit for the rest of your life. What did Jesus say to those disciples in Acts chapter 1? Say, Lord, are you going to now? Remember, they've been working with the master for how many years? 3.5, right? He left, he came back. Say, now, Lord, Are you going to now restore the kingdom to Israel? He said, no, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons that the Father has put in his power. The word power there is not dunamis, it's exousia. There are a number of scriptures in the New Testament where you find exousia and dunamis lined up next to each other. And you need understanding there. Exousia talks about jurisdiction. It talks about certain things only God has a say-so. I don't care how powerful you are. You cannot determine what happens in America tomorrow. You can't. You cannot. And I don't care how much you try. There are certain things that are already in place by the kingdom. God said to Pharaoh, he says, for this reason I raised you up. Listen, the children of Israel could have been in so much torment and in so much pain, and they could have prayed for that Pharaoh to die. He would not die. God said, it's for this reason I kept you alive.
So you can be praying for the man to die, but God say, I'm keeping him alive. See, that's exousia. That's jurisdiction. You don't have jurisdiction there. So don't go there. He said, but you have power. And this power, regardless of who is king, regardless of environmental circumstances, regardless of government, regardless of politics, regardless of climate hazard, regardless of, I hate to use this word on the pulpit, I don't want to use it, but you are going to make me use it. Regardless of inflation, I give you power. Some of you have become so buried in inflation, every day you call it. So inflation dwells with you in your house. Every time you are pumping that thing, oh, inflation. Every time you are having lunch, oh, inflation. You are in the grocery store, oh, how you talk it, you text it, you write it. Guess what you will have? Inflation. And then somebody say, let's pray. Let's pray against inflation. You don't have jurisdiction there. Let me tell you where you have jurisdiction. You say, but you will receive power. This power will bring riches into your life. And that riches will defy inflation. The power will bring wisdom into your life. And that wisdom will defy the person who is trying to bring you down. That wisdom will defy. Somebody said, I pray against my enemies. God, kill all my enemies. God, kill us. Stop. You don't have jurisdiction there. Because while you are praying for the man to die, God is saying, I'm keeping him alive. While you are killing the man in your prayer, God said, no, I want him alive. But let me tell you what he has given you. He has given you power so that no devil in his life will be able to touch you forever. They will not be able to touch you forever. They will try, but they will never be able to touch you. You need understanding there. Let's not go there. That's a message for another day. There are some things that God has put in his own power. Times and seasons. Just stay out of it. Just get smart. Stay out of it. He said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you become my witness. What is this witness? The world will see the work of God in your life. And they will ask you, what is this? And you have to say, it's Jesus. It's the life of God in me. How come you are not getting tired? It's the life of God in me. How come you are not losing hope? It's the life of God in me. How come you got healed? It's the life of God in me. How come you had the answers to the mystery? It's the life of God in me. He said the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. I want you to go back there and look at that. Let's close out. I'm not done. I have too much to go, but let's close out. It's 9 o'clock. Let's close this out. Hallelujah. Go back there to Luke chapter 1. The Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. And then what would happen? You will produce something. You will produce something. Oh, Jesus. You will produce something. And that thing you produce will be divine. It will be divine. Hey, it will be divine. It will be divine. The divine appointment will be produced. The divine orchestration will be produced. The divine healing will be produced. The divine promotion will be produced. The divine resources will be produced. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, will overshadow you. Therefore also, that holy thing that will be birthed from you will be called the Son of God, the Divine. The Divine. You will birth the Divine. Somebody's birthing the Divine tonight. Somebody's birthing new wine tonight. The best wine is coming into somebody's life tonight. In the name of Jesus. I gotta close. I don't want to keep you long. I want to say this. Just say this here. And I want us to make a demand on the power of God. Listen to me. I want you to listen. Listen to me. Carefully. Listen. It'd be better off if I read it out to you. Listen to this. Listen to this. Your heart is the power source for the kingdom of God. Listen to this. It may surprise you, but it's true. The only power that you can draw upon in enforcing the dominion of God's kingdom in your own life is the power that is in your heart in the moment. Let that sink for a minute. Because I don't know if you've ever heard that before, but I want you to just seal that for a minute. Your heart is the powerhouse for the kingdom of God. The only power that you can draw upon in enforcing the dominion of God's kingdom in your life is the power in your heart in the moment. See, many believers don't understand this. They think, oh, if God wants, then his power will be made available. No, his power is available. As you and I are in this room tonight, there's virtue in this place. I don't know about you, I feel tangible power. The power is right here. You remember that story in Luke chapter 5? Jesus was teaching. He was ministering and preaching the word. And the Bible said there were doctors of the law present. He was surrounded by all these knowledgeable people. If you went in that room, you'd have thought there was no power there. But suddenly, a group of young men broke through the roof. And they lowered their friend, paralyzed friend, into that same room. Up until that time, outside of what the word of God told us, you could never have guessed that power was in that room. But the Bible did tell us in that scripture, while Jesus was ministering, the power of God was present to heal. It told us that. It told us, and the power of God was present to heal. But nobody was getting healed until these men lowered their friend, broke the roof and lowered their friend. And suddenly, a miracle broke out. Amen. Suddenly. You have it recorded in your Bible. That miracle broke out not because Jesus liked that paralyzed man more than the other people that were in the meeting. But there was power in the heart of those four men. The power that they could draw upon in that moment was totally dependent on the power that was in their heart. Because of the power in their heart, a miracle broke out. I want you to listen to this. I'm closing. Your heart is the powerhouse of the kingdom of God in your life. I'm going to say that one more time. Your heart is the powerhouse of the kingdom of God in your life. I started to understand why the Lord showed me this thing, these things being dislodged from people's lives. I got an understanding as I got deeper into that word, into that understanding, that revelation, that there are things that hinder the power of God in people's lives. There are things that hinder the power of God. No matter how much power God pours there, there are things that limit them. And if you don't let God dislodge them, if you don't let God dislodge them, you will never manifest the glory of God. You can pray. You can cry. You can fast. If you don't let God dislodge those things, your heart is the powerhouse of the kingdom of God in your life. I saw this strange creature go out from somebody's leg. I understood in the spirit, it wasn't really a physical leg. It was something that had occupied their life. And their left limb probably is symbolic of something. I don't know exactly what it is. But I saw this strange creature. It didn't look like a creature. When the opening of it, when it came out of it, it didn't look like a creature. It looked like a little boil, like a pulse. You needed to just push that pus out and dry it up. But when they started pressing that thing, a huge creature came out. And this creature came out. It was the wildest. I'm telling you, God is my witness. I'm telling you the truth this morning. It was the weirdest creature you have ever seen. And that creature turned into a baby. There are things that need to be dislodged from people's lives. Sometimes people don't know these things. They don't know that those things exist. Sometimes in their consciousness, they don't even know those things exist there. And God is looking to put his power on your life. But those strange things that you have carried, I told you, it looked like just the eye of a boil. That's what it looked like. It looked like the eye of a boil with a little pus. And as I saw them press the pus to get the pus out of it, a huge creature came out. Where was this creature? Where was this creature? And that creature turned into a baby. But tonight, let's make a demand on divine dunamis. There is nothing the power of God cannot accomplish. Nothing. Let me read the last part of this so we can pray tonight. I want you to get your heart ready. And what we are doing tonight is not just for tonight. This is, I keep saying this, you've heard me say it maybe about 3 different times in this service. I want you to remember this for the rest of your life. Because this is not just for a one night, it's not just for a one weekend. This is going to determine a lot of things in your future. Your heart is the powerhouse of the kingdom of God in your life. The power of God can do anything and everything. But the only power you and I have available to us in the moment is the power that we have received and nurtured in our heart. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, not in heaven, not the power in heaven. The power in heaven can do anything and everything, but it is the power that is at work within you right now that grants you access to what God can do for you. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Let's take hold. Like the woman with the issue of blood, let's make a demand. Your heart is your powerhouse. You cannot allow the devil corrupt your heart, my friends. You can't allow the devil sow junk into your heart.
Because the more junk there is in your heart, the less power you will experience in your life. The more strange bodies you tolerate in the areas of your spiritual jurisdiction, the less the power you can experience in your life. I want us all tonight, let's make a demand. We are ready for the best wine. I don't know about you, but I came here ready for the best wine. My one prayer when I walked in tonight, Lord, I'm ready. I want higher. I want better. I want higher. I want better. I want, God, the manifestation of your power in my life. No limits, no obstruction, no hindrance. And if that is your prayer tonight as well, if that is what you are committed to doing tonight, come on, we have a couple of minutes. Let's make a demand in the spirit. Come on, go ahead. Let's make a demand in the spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let's make a demand wherever you are. Distance is not a factor in the spirit. Let's make a demand in the spirit. Let us make a demand in the spirit. Masutodos deria pakuvra diske meko sutaha le prediva kande kiva soto nonjda his kamando pradia le keveria pasunto runange zeperia pakusta is da nem predia kasoto noza mantoro kojite deves peria bakus ganande pre li prakadivas keninge veria. Let's make a demand in the spirit. Let's make a demand. Let's clear the ground of our heart. Let's dislodge every stranger. Let's dislodge every inhibition. Let's dislodge every hindrance to the power of God in our heart. Let's dislodge everything that is a hindrance to the presence of God in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let's lose ourselves from every liar, every hindrance, every stranger. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Release, remove. That Judas must die. That Judas must die to make room for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That Judas must die to make room for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That Judas must die to make room for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Shirabakaze deti perepa sotodos lepre. Here I am, Holy Spirit. Greater power, manifest presence, manifest glory. Here I am, Holy Spirit. Shatabarok, Zekediva Setediba, Ijataraba, Loporodika Baba Sitede. Here I am. Here we are, Holy Spirit. Here we are. I can't hear you. You are getting tired. I can't hear you. Oh, you are getting distracted. I can't hear you. You are thinking too much. Come on, I can't hear you. You are thinking too much. Here we are, Holy Spirit. Shatakabasta zetere pakos kanaske zeteri pakazata zete dide porosike boshi.